This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 14th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 103, verses 11 to 12. It says there, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." End of quote. Do we know how high heavens are above the earth? Most probably no. Now, I'm not a scientist, but I did not hear so far precisely how far the heavens are above the earth. To find the distance of heavens above the earth, we should define the word heavens. You see, the universe has more than 100 billion galaxies. And each galaxy has definitely more than 100 billion stars within it. I heard the nearest planet, Venus, is about 39 million kilometers away when it is in closest proximity. When Venus and Earth are aligned farther, the distance is about 261 million kilometers away. I read somewhere that the distance to the end of the solar system could be more than 40 trillion miles. But who knows for sure? Bible assuredly says the power of the Word of God created it all. I believe the Creator God created this fantastic universe with its beautiful design and systematic order. There is no other logical sense to explain the wonder of the whole world with its excellent design and order. But beloved, the real wonder is this: the same God, the Creator of all, says to you, His love for those who honor Him is as high as the heavens are above the earth. In short, God loves people with no end when they honor and fear Him. So what? What does that mean to you and me? The very next verse says and gives the answer to this question: how the Lord proved His love. It says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far He removed our transgressions from us." End of quote. This is how you and I know the immeasurable height of God's love. When it says God has removed our sins from us, as far as the east is from the west, what does that mean? If you travel east from the west, or if you travel west from the east, there is no end. You will continue without any end at all. That is what it means. God placed your sins, iniquities, and transgressions as far away from you that this will never be counted against you. It will never haunt you again, period. Now, how did God do this for you and me? God did this by placing all of your sins on the person of Jesus Christ. Bible says this: "For God made Jesus Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." End of quote. Christ's sacrificial death for our sin and removal of our sin forever is the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement, Jewish festival called Yom Kippur, described in Leviticus chapter 16 in the Bible. Jesus was God's sacrificial lamb as the God slaughtered for the sins of the people on that day. Refer Revelations 13:8 and John 1:29. And Jesus was also the scapegoat that carried the sins of the people away forever. Leviticus 16:20-22. Beloved, you can be right with God and enjoy all God has in store in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Don't you love and worship the Lord who loved you this much? Yes, I do. He placed all your sins on the body of Jesus Christ so that you can get forgiveness and spend eternity with Him. His love toward you is as high as the heavens are above the earth. May you never doubt the love of God toward you. May your life become a sweet aroma of gratitude and worship to Him every day. How else can you show your reverence to Him? Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. You see, the Bible says whoever accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord in and through a small prayer God gave them the right to become the children of God. Pray after me now. You can be a child of God. You can get all the richest blessings of the Lord. In a small prayer, you can get all the forgiveness of your sins and transgressions and mistakes from the Holy God in a small prayer with me. Father in heaven, I believe your love is as high as the heavens are above the earth. Your love is truly beyond my comprehension. I believe your Son, Jesus Christ, carried all of my sins on his body and went to the cross and died there in my place. And he rose again for my salvation and forgiveness. Father, I thank you for loving me that much. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.